Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. A little bit later, around 9:30, we'll have Dr. Dan Thompson, K-State Vet Med, Beef Institute, all sorts of different capacities he's involved in. He'll be on the show. Right now, we're still with Tara Clausen with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And Tara, we were talking about just how the impact of Big Brothers, Big Sisters and the difference it makes in everybody's lives, whether it's volunteers or the children. And you talked about the matching process a little bit, but when it comes to matches, how does that work? Does it work when I'm sure there's the children are profiled in a way as far as, you know, their likes and families are profiled, volunteers are profiled? Is that kind of how it's matched with interests and stuff like that?
I think in a very simplistic way, yeah. We spend a lot of time, our staff spends a lot of time kind of in the enrollment and interview process, getting to know the family, getting to know the child. And then on the same other side of that, I guess we do the same with the volunteers. So we have some best fit practices. So we look at what the needs are, what are some goals that we want to achieve for this child, and what strengths do you bring as a volunteer? What experiences have you had in life that will benefit that relationship? And so then we kind of try and facilitate and create those relationships with that knowledge.
Now, Big Brothers, Big Sisters does have an event, a local event that's coming up to benefit the organization, if you want to share those details with us.
We do. We're pretty excited about this. There's a lot of golf tournaments in Manhattan, but there's also a lot of support for those tournaments. So we're pretty excited to have our first ever A Swing for Kids' Sake. I mentioned earlier the growth that we've seen since 2016. So with that comes creative ways to get the word out about our program and create revenue as a nonprofit. Our golf tournament is at Stag Hill on September 26th. We'll have registration at 9 and a shotgun start at 10, and it'll be a four-person scramble. So want to get the word out to all the golfers in our community, and we'd love to have them join us, share a little bit more about our mission and meet them in person, and just help us continue to serve more and more children in our community.
And again, that'll be on September 26th. Hopefully the weather's like today then, because
right.
It's
do,
perfect golfing weather today.
Perfect. I know. Yeah. I'm hoping for it. We do have an alternate date so that we can share with anybody who has expressed interest, but we're going to keep our fingers crossed that the weather cooperates with us.
Now, off air, during that break, you mentioned that there's just, I mean, we probably don't have enough time in the whole day to go over all the great stories and impact of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but you wanted to share a few more of those.
I do. You're right, the opportunity to share the number of impact stories that we have. But another one that really makes me personally feel great is we have a great volunteer in our community. He's a volunteer as a big and also a part of our community leadership council, so helping us make strategic choices to see program growth. But he had was recently in a relationship with a high school youth, and this child didn't have a lot of adult leadership at home. And so as he looked to his senior year and graduation, what comes after that, I think I mentioned that earlier. And so what he didn't realize is that if you want to go to post-secondary or you want the resources to help you look at that, you have to file your taxes. How do you file your taxes if nobody's ever told you or you don't know how to outreach? And so he took the leadership role. He helped him file his taxes. He helped him fill out the FAFSA forms and got him enrolled in a local educational program here after high school. And so, again, changing that cycle, creating opportunity for somebody to look to the future that creates positive outcomes for them and allows them to be and feel successful and contribute back to our community overall. So not only are we changing the life of the children in our community and providing opportunities, but ultimately, economically, we're making a stronger community and we're part of the solution.
And you want to talk about something that's just like a short-term intervention with the long-term benefits. I mean, that's Exhibit A.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. I said recently in a group that I was presenting to, it's great to be a part of this program. You have the immediate feel-good of making that match happen and seeing that relationship start off. But then you have examples, and we can set the stage for it's more than just immediate. It's more than just the right now. It's what are we doing to change the trajectory of somebody's life and our community overall.
Brady Bowman here with Tara Clausen with Kansas Big Brothers and Big Sisters. In about 5 minutes or so, 5 to 10 minutes, we'll have Dr. Dan Thompson will be in the studio. what that's from, the K-State BetMed, K-State Beef Institute. We were talking during the break, Tara, I was kind of giving kind of a personal example, just what some of our youth are dealing with. My mom being a teacher's aide for years and years back in Winfield with the school district there, then a para, and then she retired a couple years ago. And she would tell me just some of the stories that she faces with just some of the kids that she deals with, that mostly at the middle school, around sixth grade, fifth, sixth grade is what she dealt with the most. And some of the kids and their background, and, you know, you mentioned some kids with a single mom and a single mom working three jobs. And, you know, that is reality out there for so many people that, you know, even working three jobs, you're still just getting by sometimes because those three jobs are probably part-time jobs. And it's a struggle. It's difficult.
It is a struggle, you know, and they find themselves in that roller coaster or ball that just keeps rolling in the same pattern, the same pattern, the same pattern. They don't know any difference, so they think that's what life looks like. And it doesn't. It doesn't look like that, and it doesn't have to look like that for all of us. One of the things I'm most proud of that we've done in this past year is begin to outreach and make connections with other nonprofits in the community. You know, where Manhattan is so full of nonprofits who want to make a difference and make our community stronger. But we have some great partnerships in our building with, for example, Thrive and Shepherd's Crossing and our staff at Community Corrections. Help us identify the families that we should be serving. Can we cross-train our volunteers? Can we educate across the board? Because each one of us can identify a family through our own program, but then sharing the resources that are outwardly there in our community to support them in different capacities then makes the family stronger ultimately. So that also makes me very proud of something that our program is doing this year.
And I think it's very notable of the Manhattan region is that you mentioned all these different nonprofit communities. All of them do work very well together. I think that's probably something that really sticks out just in the state and maybe across the country, that you have a community like this with these nonprofits working together so well.
We do. It's a collaborative group and some real strength. And I think if we can all take the piece that we do and do well and share those resources so we're not all duplicating that, then ultimately we all can achieve our missions.
Here with Tara Clausen with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas. Just got about a minute or two left. Tara, if you want to kind of go over some things, if people are interested in volunteering, and maybe just from what I understand, it's very flexible as far as how much you want to volunteer. You can probably volunteer as little or as much as you want, I assume.
We have a couple different models, and I'm definitely willing to take a phone call or an email if anybody has specific questions. From a community-based standpoint, we ask our volunteers for about 4 or 5 hours a month. Couple
Which that's
hours,
nothing. I mean,
not
think about
very
that.
Much,
Four or five
not
hours a
very
month.
Much. A couple hours every other week. We have a site-based program where we our volunteers meet the children at school, and that's every week for 30 to 45 minutes. So again, about the same monthly total of hours. So very happy to take any calls if there's a family in the community that wants to learn more about how we can make a difference for them. We'd love to hear. Our office number here in Manhattan is 776-7. Oh, gosh, I just drew a blank.
It happens. It happens to me sometimes, believe it or
I'll
not.
I'm sorry. I just drew a blank there. But we're located at 519 Pierre. KansasBigs.org is a website that's very helpful in information and very easy to shoot us a quick message that'll come back if you're interested in enrollment. So.
And one more thing before we go that I want to touch on just real quick, just thought just kind of came to me, is that when we think about Big Brothers and Big Sisters, I think we always think of youth, elementary school age, maybe middle school age. But you mentioned that you can match with youth up to 18. And I think maybe that's kind of a forgotten sort of age segment of people who really also need help just as much. A 18-year-old needs a mentor just as much as a 5 or 6 year old.
Absolutely. 5 to 17 again. And I just saw some statewide numbers for us overall. And honestly, I was thrilled to see it. I think there is a perception that it needs to be a younger child. And you think about, well, big brother or big sister, it means mentoring a little kid. And it really doesn't. It's being that friend and that advocate. And we just term it big brother or big sister. But from a statewide perspective, kind of from that 9 to 17 is about 25%. across the board. So it's kind of equal. So we are serving very across the board in those age ranges. And we want to make a difference. We want to know who those children are who would benefit from that one more friend in their life.
Especially those older kids getting ready to for that after high school sort of education. What better time for a mentor, as I think you described earlier, with
right.
helping out with FAFSA and that sort of thing.
Right, absolutely. So we'd love to have them be a part of the golf course or the golf tournament. 776-9575. It did come to me here when I'm not thinking so hard about it. But give us a call about the golf course, the golf tournament, about the program overall. We would love to visit with volunteers, with the families, and just the community overall.
And again, that golf tournament, September 20th.
6th, Wednesday, September 26th at Stag Hill Golf Course.
Very good. Tara Kloss and Big Brothers Big Sisters, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
When we come back, we'll have Dr. Dan Thompson in studio. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.